But moving along, so again, this is the story of Talmai HaMelech, the well-known story where Talmai HaMelech calls 72 people in. He asked them to translate the Torah. They translated the Torah. They all mechaven to the same exact translation. And we just saw that Loch and Shulchan Aruch, that 3 days of darkness descended onto the world when this happened. The truth is that this story of Talmai HaMelech is mentioned in Sefer Yosifun as well. Sefer Yosifun has a whole perek. It's Perek Shiva Aser, it's Perek Yud Zayin, that's dedicated to this story of Talmai HaMelech. And if you look inside Sefer Yosifun and you go through the story, it's Kedai. So he mentions over there a lot of pieces of information that we don't have in our Gemara. So the background to Yosifun's version of the Maisa with Talmai HaMelech is, number one, who was Talmai HaMelech? So he refers to him as Talmai HaMakedoni. He was Macedonian. So the rest of the story is that Alexander Mukdam, Alexander the Great, so he was Macedonian, he was Greek, he came from that region of the world. However, as he was conquering the world, he decided that he wanted to reinvent his Malchus a little bit. He wanted to create a new capital city, and he wanted that capital city to be in Egypt. And from within Egypt, he picked the city of Alexandria. So Alexandria was considered in the ancient world a very strategic city because of its close proximity to a port, and as a result, he felt that was where he wanted it to be. So he hired the biggest architects in the world, and they're going to draw plans where they're going to go now, and they're going to create this city that's going to be a fulfillment of the vision of Alexander the Great. What happened was Alexander died, and after Alexander died, so his talmidim, his chassidim, his guys decided that they're going to realize what his dream always was. And first and foremost, they're going to develop the city of Alexandria. And that's exactly what happened. Now, after Alexander the Great died, his malchus was divided among some of his officers. One of his officers was a man by the name of Talmai. And Talmai apparently was the Mishnah Melech. He was his right hand. He was literally the second in command. And he was the one that merited to be the ruler over Alexandria, over this new city that was being formed. Now, Josephus goes and he talks about Talmai, and he says that he was an intellectual. Many of the Greeks were. And he was an intellectual like the Greeks from Athens, and he had a love of books and a love of chachma, and he decided that as the cornerstone of Alexandria, he wanted to have a museum, and there was going to be a library there, and this is something that would rival all the museums and all the libraries of the world. This would be the most impressive museum that the world had ever seen. So he hires two chevra. He quotes them by name. One person's name was Aristius, and the other one was Andrius. Probably not pronouncing it right. But either way, he sends them to go out, and you should go find Sfarim. Anyways, they go on this journey, and they start collecting, and obviously they're writing checks, and they're able to pay for whatever they want. They're being backed by the wealth of Alexander the Great, and they came back with 995 books. That's what they came back with. And he shows them, this came from this culture, this is from Persia, this is from here, this is from there. And it was a very, very impressive collection. And then they told Talmai, said, I want you to know that even though we brought you all these books, but there is one culture that we weren't able to secure anything from, and that's from the Jewish nation. And Talmai presumably knew a little bit about the Jews, but they told him a little bit more, and they said they have this very, very rich heritage, and they have the five books of Moses, and they have different prophets that have written books as well, and we haven't been successful, we haven't been able to secure any of their books. So Talmai says, so what are you waiting for? Let's get busy. He says, no, it's a little complicated. He says, what do you mean it's complicated? And this is where the story of Talmai HaMelech comes in. So he goes and he says, I want you to send a message to the Kohen Gadol, to the high priest. And he says his name was Elazar Kohen Gadol. That was the name of the high priest. So he sends this memo, literally from the king of Egypt. He comes and he says, I want you to bring 70. The Gemara says 72. In Yosifun it says 70. I want 70 people to come. And these 70 chevra should come. And they should come and they should just show up. Anyways, they show up, he puts them into a room, and he asks them to translate the Torah. And the reason he wanted the Torah translated, because he wanted these books, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and by the way, he says clearly it was the Sifrei Neviim Uksuvim as well. The Gemara says it was the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Not only does the Gemara say it was the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the Gemara says a whole halacha because of that. That Rabbi Yehuda said that Avkishei Hitiru Yevanus Lehitiru Ela B'Torah Bilvad, as opposed to Neviim Uksuvim. Why? Because it was only the Torah that was written in Yevanus in the times of Talmai HaMelech. So it's clear in the Gemara it was only the Torah. But in Yosifun it was the Torah, and it was the Neviim, and it was the Uksuvim. But either way, so he has them come in, and they translate the Torah, and Yosifun tells the same story that the Gemara says, that he looked at the translations, and every Every single translation was the same thing. V'hine, melitza achas, v'das achas, bir echad kulam. He was blown away. V'yismach ha-melech mo'oid al zeh. Again, he's an intellectual. He's just posh and impressed at how intelligent the Jews are. V'yoymer el arisnius v'adrius. He says, wow, these people, there's something special about them. This is different than everything else that I've seen up until this point. And he says, I want to have a piece of the Jewish people. And Yosifun goes on to describe the kovid that Talmai gave these chacham. He gave them kovid. He gave them money. I'll just read a few lines. V'yitzav. He commanded, Vayotziu me'otzroisov, kesev v'zohav, silver and gold. Vayitein l'olazar koin. They gave it to Olazar koin. Haroish l'koyhanim habon melev. He was the leader of the chevra. V'gam l'shivin ha'koyhanim habon es Olazar. And all the other 70 people, nasam atonis. He gave gifts. Mi kesev v'zohav. Ubigde malchus. He even gave them clothing. Vayish lechem Yerushalayim. He sent them back to Yerushalayim. Vayitein lechol echad ve'echad mehem me'ya darken moinim zohav. It's apparently a lot of money. V'oid sholach chofshim b'yoyim ahum ha'yehudim. He freed a lot of Jews that had been incarcerated. He freed them because it was mamash ha'yontif, and he wanted to give the Yidden whatever he can give them. V'gam l'koyin godol ha'shoyib Yerushalayim b'yoyim ha'yehudim sholach mincha mikesev v'zov v'skulis malchus. And then he made a shulchan. It says he made a table. This beautiful table was made of pure gold in kli zohav tar, v'hem kli malchus, and then he talks about how much it weighed, and he sent that as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. He goes on and on and on about the tremendous covenant, all the money and all the yeshuas. The yeshuas that came back from this event were absolutely remarkable. Either way, this is the abridged version of one parak in Sefer Yosefim where he tells the story of Talmai HaMelech. It's a pella. It's a pella. Our Gemara tells the story of Talmai HaMelech. Chazal said that when Talmai HaMelech went and he ordered the Yidden to translate the Torah, 3 days of Choshech descended onto the world. Ches Teves, Tes Teves, Yud Teves. It ended up being mamish the worst days in history. Choshech came down onto the world. Open up Sefer Yosefim. It sounds like it's a Yontif. It was unbelievable what was going on. It was not Shaykh. This was like the... It was, and by the way, if you go through Yosefim a little bit further, this was like a turning point in the relationship between the Jews and the Greeks. This was an unbelievable event. It was incredible. So how could there be 3 days of Choshech? So if you take a look in the back of the Gemara, in the Hagoyis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyis on the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, a chiddush niflo she'en kamayu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I don't think it's possible to reconcile these two stories. 3 days of Choshech and the way Yosefun tells the story. Doesn't sound like 3 days of Choshech. It sounds like 3 days of La Yehuda Moshe Oyre V'Simcha V'Sosim V'Kar. Kein Te'ilano. Right? That's what it sounds like. So what do you mean 3 days of Choshech? Zok Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I hold two different, not the same story. So it happened twice in history, is what he says. He thinks it happened once, Megillat Avtes, 72, here was 70. That was 3 days of Choshech. This was Yontif in the Vachin. And he says, this was a different story. It's a Pella, but this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. As I said, I'll be Kamufin. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a very big Chiddush. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden is a Das Yochid in terms of his understanding. The more natural Mahalach in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, everybody says it different Nusach. No, that is both true. There's no question from a materialistic perspective, this was great. And on some levels, there was a certain freedom that the Jews were afforded during that time that they've maybe never had before. And this was an unbelievable thing. But at the same time, there was a ruch, there was a spiritual danger that came along with this. You know, it's Yodua when there was talk with, you know, during the French Revolution, Napoleon, and there was talk about freeing the Jews from the ghetto. And there was a big machlokes amongst all the gedolim, the Balatanya and the Chassam Sofer. Every different gedolim at different times, they all opined on this very, very existential question. Was it better for the Jews to be locked up in the ghetto, or maybe it was better to give them freedom? Lamai said when the Yidden got freedom, the Haskalah came, and a lot of very, very dangerous things happened. And that's essentially what the Chachamim were worried about. That what the Chachamim saw over here was that, and that was the issue. But I was just thinking one ha'ara, again, no grace of Chedushim over here, but just to say the var, maybe in one nusach, and that is, what was so terrible, and why 3 days of darkness? Maybe the pshat is, Talmai HaMelech is building a library, right? That's what he's building. Just visualize it. Just go through Yosefim. This is what it is. It's a library. And he's felt that, how could I have a library without Torah? Meaning, at the end of the day, these are ancient books, and every good library should have a volume of, you know, the five books of Moses, right? That's the way he's going about it. Anybody gives it covenant, say, for Yosefim. And he thinks, it's not just any book. He chops that. But at the same time, This is a cornerstone in his library. So you walk into Talmai's library, you have the Jewish section, and then you have the Greek section. You want to read Aristotle? Oh, there you have it over there. Four rows from the top, on the bottom, you climb the ladder. Right? Everything is all bookmarked and everything. There's a librarian. He's going to tell you where everything is. And I think what was going on over here is the Torah now, it was relegated. It was a book. It became a chachma. That's what it became. And just the mere fact that you would have Sifrei Torah together in a library with other books. So what you're doing is you're taking the Torah, which is something that predated the world, which is a Reis of Yisrael v'kutcha b'richu chad, which is literally the Dvar Hashem, and now you're turning it into, albeit the most chash of a book in the library. This is the prize. It's in the fanciest fiberglass. But at the end of the day, it's a book. That's what you're relegating it to. And that's the problem, because we know the Torah is not a book. The Torah is the Torah. And just one knetch, again, no grace of chedushim over here, but just one ha'ar. I was just thinking on the words of choshech, right? The words choshech. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that we say in davening every morning. So we say the bracha after baruch. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam yotzer oiru v'ori choshech ois nesholim v'ori sakol. And how does it end? It ends baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'ma'oiros. Right after Yoytza Ma'oiros, we say Ahava Rabba. Right, that's the next thing we say. We say Ahava Rabba. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur. This is the Atagoyis Yavis and back of the Gemara. This is the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So he says something beautiful. He says like this: V'samchu birchas Ahava liYoytza Ma'oiros. Right after Yoytza Ma'oiros, we say Ahava Rabba. Lefi Shneishba Zikorei Matan Torah. Because Ahava Rabba is Matan Torah. Right, if a person as a suffix, if he said Berchus HaTorah, I have a rabbi, Kin Pater. Hame'iro yoysem mikol ha'me'iros. There's no greater me'iro in the Welt, right? The oir of the world is, what's the greatest oir in the world? It's the oir of the Torah. So therefore, we mention yoytza me'iros, yoytzer oir, v'ir choshech, oyster shom v'ir sakol. So right after that, we mention I have a rabbi, we mention the Torah. Because when we're on the topic of the me'iros, you want to know what the real me'iros are? We understand what's the oir shel oilam. The oir shel oilam is the Torah. And says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, v'alderech shen samt kadovid, b'mizma, ha'shamayim mesatim kvoid keilu, masa yodam magadur akia, yoyim liyoyim yabi yoyim. And then what do you end up saying? You say, Torah Hashem temima, mitzvah Hashem borim, me'ira saying that. Where does that come in? You started Hashemayim Mesabrim. He says, yeah, because you're talking about the Ma'iris. The David HaMelech said, we understand that the real Ma'iris are not the sun, it's not the moon, it's not the stars. The real Ma'iris are the Torah. And that's what we do in davening. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoytzner HaMa'iris. And right after Yoytzner HaMa'iris, Ahava Rabba Avtonu, V'hoirei Neinu B'soiro Secho. We go from there, we segue into the Torah, because the real Ma'iris are the Torah. Now the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, the one of Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so there was a oir that you were able to see misoifa oilam vat soifa. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu realized that the world wasn't worthy of it, so gonzoi le tzadikim, he hid it for the tzadikim. And the Chassidish Sfarim say that where did a Kadosh Baruch Hu hide this oir? Where did he hide it? It was hidden. Where was it hidden? It was hidden in the Torah. That's what the Sfarim say. And that's why there were tzadikim that were able to see misoifa oilam vat soifa, because it was gonzoi le tzadikim, but it was gonzoi, pasha la zolava, but it was gonzoi le tzadikim in the Torah. And through the Torah, you're able to tap into that oir. The Torah is not just a chachma. The Torah is an ur. And when the Torah was relegated to a chachma, so a descendant was 3 days of choshech. But either way, this is this inyan, the Maisa with Talmai HaMelech, which again, if you're studying Jewish history and you go through Sefer Yosefon, it sounds like these were the best of times. But in Chazal, they saw the translation of the Torah as the beginning of choshech zu yavon. That's the way they saw it. This is the beginning. Mamash, the beginning of Gaul. Galus Yavon was never really a physical Galus, right? We're learning Masechtas Megillah now. Masechtas Megillah tells the Purim story where the Jews were at risk. LaHashmid, LaHarigu, LaAbed, Afin Hoi Baisa Nes, right? That's what's going on over here. Nes Chanukah is very, very different. Nes Chanukah was always understood more on a Choshech Zu Yavon type level. So it's true. When you study Jewish history, it's unbelievable. Read Yosefon, it sounds like it's the best of times. But when you learn the Gemara, and especially when you look in the Sfarim a little bit, so the fact that there was this relationship that was building and this bond, this assimilation between the Torah and Greek culture, the two were starting to weave into each other. So that's already where they saw some risk. Now the irony of the Gemara is at the end of the day, the Gemara says Rav Shimon Gamliel has a shita that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah in Yavanis. It's a Pella. At the end of the day, Yafta Likim Liefes. That's a harder question, I think, to answer. But either way, the bottom line is you're allowed to write the Torah in Greek, and it's Yafta Likim Liefes V'yishkin Bal Yeshem. And the truth is, when the Torah was translated into Greek, the Yidden had tremendous yeshuas on all levels. But then again, Chazal also saw the assimilation factor. And it was because of that, Gimel Yomim of Choshech, we even know the date that this Gemara happened. Megill Daf Tes Amud Aleph happened on Ches Tevis, and Ches Tevis goes down as the first of 3 days that culminate with Asar B'Tevis, which are days of Tainis, and it's because of the 3 days of Choshech that descended on the world.